Senator, first off, what do you gain out of doing these town hall style meetings?
Well, first, I get to learn from the people in Massachusetts what they think is important, and take that back to Washington, D.C., because that's what my job is to be their representative in the Congress. And I learn from them. But at the same time, I can also tell them what I think is going on down in Washington, what people are thinking in Washington, especially after John McCain cast his historic vote to make sure that the healthcare system in our country was not destroyed.
What are the chances that there's going to be some sort of a bipartisan arrangement made on healthcare? We know that there are problems with the Affordable Care Act that do need to be addressed. I think everybody acknowledges that. Is there an opportunity now for Democrats and Republicans in the Senate to work together?
I'm increasingly hopeful that we can come together on healthcare. Senator Lamar Alexander, Republican from Tennessee, he is now indicating that he wants to work with Democrats to find a way of ensuring that the exchanges, that the healthcare system does not collapse, that insurance companies just don't pull out of the entire system. And so I'm beginning to get a little more optimistic that maybe some bipartisanship is getting ready to break out.
There was a little bit of bipartisanship in recently concerning a bill for Veterans Affairs, correct? I mean, is that kind of the model that the Congress can follow? You can agree at least on helping veterans, right?
I hope that working together on veterans spreads to other areas as well, where equally true is the fact that people aren't really Democrats or Republicans when they're sick or when they're looking for student loans to go to college. They're just Americans. And hopefully what we do for veterans is what we can do for every other segment of our society.
The Republicans say they want to work on tax reform, tax cuts. Mm-hmm. When the Congress gets back after Labor Day, the Republicans were planning to spend their recess, their off time, trying to drum up support for these big tax cuts back in their districts with their constituents. What do you see as the prospects for tax reforms?
It's up to Donald Trump if he continues along the path where he wants to give millionaires tax breaks, then the Democrats just can't accept that kind of a draining of revenues out of the federal treasury to give to people who don't need it. But if the president wants to focus on giving tax breaks to working families in our country, families that really do need a little bit of a break right now, then we're willing to do so. So the test on tax reform will be this: is it fair and does it work? Is it fair? Will the tax breaks go to working families or to millionaires? Does it work? Does it give the right stimulus for our economy?
You called on the president last week to declare a public health emergency, right, in regards to the opioid crisis. Has he responded to that?
I believe that the opioid crisis is now an epidemic. I want the president to declare a national emergency. My hope is that the president will do that soon, because we need to unleash all of the resources we have in our country to deal with this modern day epidemic, which is affecting, if not every family, soon to affect every family in our country. That is how bad it has become.
Well, what has to be done to help people who are struggling with this with this addiction problem? And it seems to be spreading, and it seems to be fueled now not so much by prescription medication as by heroin and fentanyl.
We need more funding for prevention, more funding for treatment, without question. And we also need more funding for interdiction, to make sure that we're putting all the barriers up along our border and inside of Mexico to keep fentanyl out of our country. It is now the cause of 3/4 of all the opioid overdose deaths in Massachusetts, and I'm working with Marco Rubio on a piece of legislation to put those kinds of safeguards in place.
So some bipartisan cooperation perhaps there.
That's right. I worked with Rand Paul last year on ensuring that Suboxone would be available as a treatment, and that became a law. This year I'm looking to work with Marco Rubio on the fentanyl issue so that we can show that these issues are not partisan.
Let me ask you a political question.
Sure.
There's been speculation in the press that three Democrats from Massachusetts might be interested in running for president. Senator Warren, former Governor Patrick, mm-hmm. and Congressman Moulton. What are your thoughts about that, and are you interested in running for president?
You know, right now I'm trying to determine whether or not the Red Sox need a little additional relief pitching to win the pennant in 2017. And I'm not sure about it exactly. I mean, I do trust Dave Dombrowski with all of his decisions, but the furthest extent of my ability to look into the future really goes out to the Red Sox winning the pennant and then the World Series in 2017.
But just for the record, you're not interested.
Let the word go forth that I am not interested in running for president.